32 and time for the news. He's still hospitalized from a shotgun blast, but today prosecutors charged Carlos Scott with attempted murder.
Carlos!
Police say... I don't think it's the same one. But police say Scott shot a man shortly before police caught up with him during a carjacking.
I did tell you to just come on at 8:30, didn't I?
Yeah.
So that's why this is awkward.
That's why I'm here.
But I told you to do it, and you're doing it. I'm sure it's screwy for a lot of people. You know, in the network, they're saying, uh-oh, should we go to commercial? They don't know what's going on at the other cities in Minnesota carrying this. I like it, though. I say roll with it. Tell me about Carlos. You know, that was the name of the gopher in Don Shelby's pocket. Remember on that Letterman show? Shelby had to say on the Letterman show, I have a gopher in my pocket named Carlos. You don't remember that?
Uh-uh.
Oh, sorry. Right on. Very good.
Okay. Can I continue with my job?
You not only can, I'm sure management demands it.
Okay.
Or you're canned. My guess is you're fired if you don't do this news.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Police say Scott shot a man shortly before police caught up with him during a carjacking. It was during that carjacking that police opened fire, hitting both Scott and the car's driver, Charles Craighead. Craighead, an innocent man, died from his wound. So far, there are no charges against Scott in connection with the attempted carjacking. Congressman Gary Condit made it official tonight. He will run for re-election. He beat the filing deadline by 45 minutes today. Condit's political future was in doubt most of the summer following Chandra Levy's disappearance in May. Condit told police he'd been romantically involved with Levy, who was a Washington intern at the time. He's not considered a suspect in Levy's disappearance. The final regularly scheduled flight for Sun Country Airlines is scheduled to land at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport tonight at 10:45. The airline will cut all regularly scheduled flights tomorrow as it restructures to become a charter-only airline. The pilot of an American airline jet that crashed into the Pentagon is going to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery, after all. Details from ABC's Bill Greenwood in Washington.
Retired Navy pilot Charles Burlingame did not fit the strict criteria for burial at Arlington, but his family said he deserved the honor for giving his life in the Pentagon crash. The military would only allow the pilot to share his father's gravesite. But after an outcry from Congress, Army Secretary John White has agreed to make an exception. So Burlingame will receive full military honors and a burial plot of his own.
Attorney generals from 9 states, including Minnesota's Mike Hatch, are demanding that Microsoft offer a stripped-down version of its Windows operating system. That's just one of several new penalties that are proposing to punish Microsoft for breaking antitrust laws. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries, 22 tonight. More the same, but colder 29 tomorrow. It's 32 right now. Tommy?
I thought what we do now is, And now let's go to the news. Quick, find something.
In Petaluma, California, the thoughtful husband brought home flowers for his wife, but she thought he paid too much for them, grabbed a knife, and stabbed him in the back. He's okay, but she's been sentenced to 6 months in jail and has agreed to enroll in an anger management program.
Okay, that's one story. And the other story, well, we'll pick up where we left off with Pa coming over the hill and the Crow Indian. Now, the Crow, he knew these people were homesteading there. This was a renegade, though. This was not one of the Crow Indians who were actually working with the whites as a trade-off to save their land there in Montana, working to help bring in some of the other Indian tribes in hopes of hanging on to that beautiful chunk of eastern Montana. This Crow Indian said nuts to that noise. I'm not cooperating with the whites. I don't care if it means losing my land. I don't care if it means losing my life. But taking on Pa, these were peaceful settlers. It was a sad, sad day when the little girl and the little boy saw their daddy shot down. But these were tough, hardened pioneers. And they grieved for a while, but survival was uppermost in their mind, and they ate them. They ate them because they had to. Because that's what Dad would have wanted. Those were lean years. There were no government handouts back then. Oh, it would have been nice if they waited until Ma had learned about the attack, but... And that's all she wrote there.